Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating on report on injured person Robert Schutt, S-C-H-U-T-T. Workers' comp board number G21561192. Carrier case number 00018510007054. Date of injury 9/19/2018. Mr. Schutt is a 33-year-old male technician who suffered an injury to his lower back on the right side following a slip and fall on water at a customer location. He did not lose consciousness. He reported the incident to his supervisor. He consulted a chiropractor, Dr. Leonard, V-A-N-K-A-L-M-T-H-O-U-T, and a neurologist, Dr. Andrew Rogue, R-O-G-U-E. He was found to have a right posterior lateral disc herniation at L4-5, posterior ventral disc herniation at L5-S1, and small facet joint effusions at L3-4 and L4-5. Prior to this injury, he did not he denied any previous past psychiatric treatment or symptoms. He was seen by Dr. Joel King at Harris Psychiatric Services, who was supervising Janine D. Simone, MSN, PM, HNP. Initial evaluation took place on September 30 of 2019. And at that time, it noted that the patient, since the incident, had been struggling with debilitating anxiety, panic attacks, and explosive anger slash rage. He was fearful of having panic attacks in front of others, and in April he had an outburst where he threw tools around the house. At the time, he was seeing a therapist at South Bay Wellness on a weekly basis and had been started on a sertraline, a dose unknown by his primary medical doctor. Due to side effects, the sertraline had been switched to a Vibrid. At the time of the evaluation on September 30, 2019, by Dr. King, patient's medications at that time were alprazolam, 0.5 milligrams daily as needed, Abilify, 15 milligrams daily, Lamotrigine, 100 milligrams daily, Propranolol, 10 milligrams daily, Vibrid, 20 milligrams daily, and Ambien, 10 milligrams as needed. Changes made at that visit included raising Lamotrigine to 150 milligrams. Patient's next visit was on 10/31/19. And the Abilify was lowered from 15 to 10 milligrams daily. for possible extrapyramidal symptoms. A patient was next seen on on 2/5/20. At that time, his mood was found to be good. Sleep had improved with the addition of with the addition of Remeron at the 10/31/19 visit, 15 milligrams daily. Vibrid was switched to Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily. A patient's next visit took place on March 19th, 2020. And Lexapro was switched to Effexor XR, 75 milligrams daily. With continued complaints of depression. Next visit on June 4th, 2020. The patient reported euthymia. Remeron was lowered to 7.5 milligrams at bedtime. And other medications were not altered. Further chart review did reveal an IME by Dr. De La Chapelle on 1/5/21, which found that major depressive disorder was causally related to the work injury, but that depression was resolved and no further treatment. Was indicated. The next psychiatric outpatient visit on 9/9/20 revealed continued lack of motivation. No medication adjustments were made at that day. Next visit on 10/15/20 showed the patient was reporting feeling overwhelmed, and Effexor XR was raised from 75 to 150 milligrams daily. Next visit on March 25th, 21, led to an increase in Effexor to 225 milligrams daily. Due to mood symptoms, patient specifically targeted Effexor and Lamictal as being particularly helpful to him. Lamictal was raised to 200 milligrams for mood stability. Patient was again seen on June 30th, 2021. At this point, under the care of May Saif, S-A-I-F, P-N-H-M-P. And he reported the mood lability had improved. A visit on 7/26/21 showed that he was having some more depressed days. Lamictal was lowered to 150 milligrams daily. Was seen on 8/25/21. And Lamictal remained at 150 milligrams daily. Follow up on 9/26/21 led to an increase in Effexor XR to 300 milligrams. Due to continued struggles, was seen on 11/2/21. Medication doses were not changed at that visit. Was seen on 12/28/21. He was grieving the acute loss of his friend. Xanax was increased to 0.5 milligrams three times a day as needed, and Lamictal was increased back to 200 milligrams. And that was the last documented psychiatric visit with notes available for review. Also of note, the patient had a medication evaluation review, a peer review, on 2/1/21. And of note, the reviewing physician recommended continuing both Abilify and Lamictal. It was felt that the claimant's anger, outbursts, and irritability were helped by Abilify and Lamotrigine. Reviewer's impression was that the patient was experiencing symptoms of bipolar disorder, likely bipolar type 2, but based on information, it was difficult to know for sure. The last scheduled psychiatric visit on 12/28/21 revealed the medication list to be Xanax 0.5 milligrams TID PRN, Abilify 10 milligrams daily, Lamotrigine 200 milligrams daily, Effexor XR 300 milligrams daily, and Remeron 15 milligrams at bedtime. Currently being taken every other day. New paragraph. As to my opinion as to the frequency and duration of the visits with Dr. Safe, how often should he be seen and how long should this treatment continue? I'm currently recommending the patient be seen once every 4 weeks. And that this should continue for the next 12 months, and then a reevaluation at that time for further treatment. 2, please give your opinion as to the medications he's currently being prescribed and whether any of these medications can / should be weaned at this time. 4, bipolar depression. Abilify 10 milligrams daily and Lamotrigine, currently at 200 milligrams daily, is a reasonable treatment plan for someone with this much anxiety. Taking a Xanax 0.5 milligrams on a BID or TID schedule also seems reasonable. I do have some concerns about Effexor XR, 300 milligrams daily, as he's been reporting some agitation, anxiety, and raging, and high doses of antidepressants can cause this in people with bipolar disorder. So I would suggest lowering the Effexor XR. It's unclear if it should be completely eliminated at this time, but that should be considered as well. Remeron 15 milligrams every night or every other night for sleep is a safer alternative for him than hypnotics that he had been on when he first became injured. Um, If he were to need a more mood stabilization than what Lamictal can offer him, it would not be unreasonable to try to gently increase Abilify again. But I do have concerns about the high-dose antidepressant destabilizing his mood. So, in summary, I do not think his Abilify should be weaned at this time. I do not think his Remeron should be weaned at this time. I do not think his Alprazolam should be weaned at this time. I do not think his Lamotrigine should be weaned at this time. I would consider decreasing Effexor XR, and depending on how it goes, consider a complete wean. If there's any other questions that I can try to address at this time, I'd be happy to clarify further. Sincerely, Shelley Epstein, MD.